Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for the blessing of it. Lord, I thank you for your presence this morning. Lord, I thank you for being here with us. Lord, I thank you for ministering to your peoples in hearts and mind in every area that they where they need a touch from you. Lord, I just pray, Father, watch over the peoples. Lord, have your angels encamped around about them. Keep them from any danger. Keep them from any harm. And I pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue to bless your people spiritually, physically, and financially. Lord, I just ask you to come in this place, open up the hearts and minds of the people, that we can hear from you and that we can receive from you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Thank God and amen. Okay, so with that in mind and everything, like I say, I just want to welcome you once again to Agape Christian Fellowship this morning, 9 o'clock service there. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to get right back in that vein. I'm going to get right back in that vein where I left off Wednesday night Bible study. I'm going to get right back in there. And we was talking about, at that particular time, we was talking about being unshakable, being unmovable in hearts and minds. So we're gonna do a series on that, and probably today and maybe Wednesday for a couple more Sundays, that we're gonna be dealing with that, being unshakable, being unshakable, because there's so many things going on, and I believe that God's people are experiencing a lot of things, a lot of issues, a lot of storms in their life that they never dealt with before. And if you're not on grounded, if you're not rooted, and I'm not saying that you're not, but that we are in different levels of faith and different place in the Lord there. And so I want to speak to no matter where you are, I believe you can draw from this during this time, this COVID-19, because it will touch people's lives many, many ways in many forms. Some financially, some job-wise, some uncertain about a lot of things. And they've been attacking the families. A lot of people are going through family issues, family problems that wasn't there in the beginning, but it's manifesting itself now. So we are dealing with a lot of things. People are dealing with a lot of things. And the most important thing is they don't know what the future holds. But we do know what the future holds if we trusted in him, believing in him, because we know that trouble and storm do not last always. It's have an expiration date on there. It's going to expire. But in the meantime, we need to be able to survive. In the meantime, we need peace. In the meantime, we need joy. We need to just keep moving and pressing on in Jesus' name. Amen. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Unshakable, unmovable. In other words, just standing strong when things go wrong. Stand strong when things go wrong. Nothing stays the same. And I believe that the scripture already warned us about that. You know, that things going to happen. Things going to come about. But but I'm going to say that for us a little bit later on, that scripture right there. But let's just go to the book of Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 2. Let's see what the word says right there. We are talking about being unshakable, unmovable in these times that we're living in. I mean, if you're not grounded, people's not grounded, people's not haven't built their foundation on a solid rock, and which is Jesus Christ. I want you to know a lot of them is being shaken right now. A lot of them, the foundation is shifting in ways and means that they never seen before. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 2. It said, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word. Any form that death can come, if it's not solid, you can be shaken in mind. If your mind is not renewed with the word of God, if there's any lack there, too much pressure coming in your mind, I want you to know you can be shaken in mind if you're not stable there, if you haven't been built up there on some solid truths there about renewing your mind. Or you could be troubled. It said, or be troubled, neither by the spirit nor by word. You know, you can get an evil report. You can get a word. You can get a diagnosis. You can get evil report coming from various means. And if you're not stable, if you're not solid there on the foundation of Jesus Christ, it can move you. It can shift you there. So that's what we're going to be talking about. We want you to build your faith on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. Build your faith up on a rock bed. Now, doing that, you're going to have to go deeper. Now, you can't be shattered. We'll see that as we go. But let's look in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Let's just see what the scripture says over there. These are some of the foundation nuggets that I'm giving you that we talked about on Wednesday. Look at Matthew, but this is the scripture that you're going to hear from time to time. Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Notice what it said. It said, therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and do it them, I will liken unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. 25, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat it upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26, and everyone that hear these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be like unto a, and doeth them not, excuse me, doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Let's just talk about this here for a few minutes. Notice Jesus is talking about two types of men, two types of people there. And, you know, many times I believe that more was there than just the two. You know, when Jesus ministered, that was a crowd there. But he was saying, but he gave a scenario. He used this here. That was the same word. Let's watch this. The same word that the foolish man and the wise man heard, it was the same word, but they operate and they did, one accepted, one acted upon it, and one didn't. But watch this here. The same word went forth, but you know something, it's just like today. When you're preaching and teaching in a conference there, the masses, they hear the same word. Nothing no different. But how they perceive the word and what they do with the word is how the outcome of their life will be. And I believe that this is a great illustration here where it said, let's go back up to 24. It said, now they heard the word, and he says, I will liken unto him a wise man who would build his house upon the rock. To build your house upon the rock, that's meaning that you're going to have to dig deep. You're going to have to go deep in order to get a solid foundation. If you're digging deep through rock, it's hard, it's tough, it's rigid. But I want you to know the deeper you go down, the deeper you drive your stake, the deeper you get into that earth down there. I want you to know you're building your house, you're building your foundation on a solid rock. And as you come back up, as you come back up, it won't be top heavy that if when the wind and the rain come, that it will blow or it will collapse there. The foundation is vital important. The foundation is very important in what you do and building on that rock.